Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Oh! Audrey said it time and time again. Dating is just frustrating and annoying and upsetting and aggravating and
tiring. But it can be beautiful.
Can't be beautiful.
It could be.
Maybe this is going to be beautiful, but it didn't start that way. Dylan has been ghosted by McKenna, and we're going to try to get some answers for you. Dylan, good morning.
Hey, guys.
So why don't you talk to us? What's going on here?
I'm just really frustrated, you know? I feel like I'm getting to an age where I really want to settle down, you know? And I'm really trying to meet that person. I don't know, maybe the apps aren't the way to do it, but, you know, I put on my profile that I'm dating with intention. I'm trying to do this, and I don't understand, because she also had on her profile that she was dating with intention, so I don't know why she would ghost me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, so tell us about your date. Did you guys go out?
Yeah, we went out. It was really, really nice, you know? And I don't know what to say. I thought we had great conversation. I thought we really connected. During the date, she was like, yeah, I can see this could be a potential future. This could be a potential match.
Oh, wow.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But then she's not responding to your messages now?
Now it's just crickets, man. Like, I don't know what... I couldn't say that I dressed up, I showered.
Yeah. Well,
what is she, you know, I'm not a serial killer. You know,
those are all, you know, boxes that an average woman would check, I think.
Yeah. Not the killer. Big one.
Seriously.
All right. Well, Dylan, why don't we call McKenna and see if she'll talk to us. All right. Hang on.
Okay.
Hello?
McKenna, hey, good morning. Hope we're not catching you at a bad time. It sounds like you're working out or something. Booker, Alex, and Audrey for Mix 94.7. This is going to be a weird call. We understand. But we hope that you'll give us a moment, okay? We're calling because we do a radio show, and we have a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we try to help out people that have been ghosted. They reach out to us to tell us about the date that they had. In this situation, Dylan is on the phone because he said that he really felt like there was a connection between the two of you. You guys matched. He was pretty open and honest about his intentions. He was looking for someone to be serious with. He got that same vibe from you. And then now he's saying that after what he thought was a great date, he hasn't heard back from you. So we were just hoping that we can mediate a conversation between the two of you. I'm not trying to make you look bad at all. We're actually not on anyone's side. So would you be willing to share your side of the story?
I mean, like, I would never call him out, but obviously he's trying to call me out. By bringing me
I don't think
here,
he's trying to call you out at all.
I
just think he's trying to figure out what's going on.
Like,
because
he sounds just chill, like wanting to really know.
Yeah, he tried to reach out to you on his own, and he hasn't got anything back. So we're like, well, let's see if she'll talk to us.
Yeah, nothing mean-spirited, because I feel this is about to be mean-spirited.
I mean, like, I'm not, you know, I'm not the bad person here. He's the reason why this whole thing went sideways.
Okay, great. What do you do?
Because he lied to me. That's why I stopped talking to him.
Ooh.
And it's a firm boundary. Like, if you lie to me, I'm just going to stand by that. Like, you lied to me, and I can't trust you.
Okay. Will you tell us what he lied about?
He lied about his age.
Said that he was younger than he is, or?
Yeah. Yeah, because I Googled him, and he had, like, what year that he graduated, and it didn't really make sense to how old he was or how old he was telling me. So I, like, kept digging. And he lied by 5 years. So mm-hmm. He said he was 5 years younger than he really is.
Mm-hmm. Would that have been a deal breaker for you if you found it?
But the funny thing is like I would have liked him more. I'm more comfortable dating older men
mm-hmm.
because I think I want older and I want more mature dude. But like you're obviously not mature if you just lied to me about your age.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. So you're looking at it as like, okay, if he's lying now and it's like the first date, what's he going to lie about months from now, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. And it's like, I guess he wanted to sound younger and like feel less weird dating young women, like on an app or something. But mm-hmm. like, I mean, I'm 8 years younger than him. And I guess maybe making me 3 years younger than him made him feel better. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It's like stupid. And it's just kind of gross. And it's like just a deal breaker for me.
Dylan, we want to give you an opportunity to respond here. Is that accurate, what McKenna is saying?
I mean, I wasn't lying explicitly to her. It's a general thing in terms of the apps.
Wait, like, what you mean? are you?
I think he's lying now.
Are you 5 years older than what you portrayed yourself to be?
Yes, but that's because I don't identify with anybody my age. I feel like I'm younger at heart. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have.
Yeah, well, you're preaching the choir over here, brother.
See, but it's funny. Right? You felt like you had to be younger with a younger girl, but she just told us that she likes older guys.
Yeah.
And it's like, you forget that there's a lot of young women that want to be with an older man because they're more mature.
Shout out.
Well, I didn't want someone to, you know, deny me just because of something I can't control. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't control when I was born, and it's not, I don't know. I just feel like people my age all have children already. They're already like going to bed at like 9:30, 10 o'clock, and I'm out, you know?
Mm-hmm. I completely understand what you're saying. The irony in this, Dylan, having been honest, not only would have worked out, but actually would have been to your advantage is what she's saying. She would have been like, oh, he's 8 years older than me, even better.
Yeah.
I had no idea, and it's not a secret, you know? Like, I would have told, McKenna, I would have told you, like, it wasn't something
like
I was trying to
say
hide.
That, right, but I would just like to say that you should be honest about your age, and then when people meet you, they can see how young at heart you are. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't have to lie.
Yeah,
you
I think what lie by your age he's saying, though, is he might not even get that opportunity if someone looks at him
exactly.
And goes, oh, you know, he wants to be able to prove
yeah,
to them.
Yeah, prejudice, you know?
Okay, well, then you're lying, though. You're mm-hmm. lying to people. That's wrong.
Mm-hmm. He's not the only guy to do this, especially in Austin. I've seen this blasted in a lot of Facebook groups. Like, this guy's lying about his age. Then I've also seen on the apps a guy will set his age to something that's older than he is and then put in the bio his real age.
Oh.
But he did it so the women who have their age filters on would still see him in their feed.
What you mean? Give me an example.
Like, if my age filter is set right now between 26 and 35,
uh-huh.
that discounts anyone older than 35.
So this dude would be 38, but like, I'm really 35. I just want to make sure you saw me.
Yeah.
What's up, mama?
Yeah, but he won't say that in the bio. He'll just set himself younger. Some guys don't even put their real age in the bio. They'll just hope that the women never ask or don't find out.
Well, McKenna
Man.
Found out.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't put their real names in, you know?
True. But I feel like this could work out, though, like, honestly, if you talk about it.
Well, we'll leave that to you guys. And now that the truth has been uncovered for once, maybe this does have an opportunity to work out. McKenna, are you willing to hear Dylan out at all, or are you putting a kibosh on this?
I think I'm just going to put the kibosh on this because
I lied about anything else.
Hey, well,
McKenna, and it wasn't explicitly.
Easy. Ding, 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 ding.